service. Disney projects its Plus streaming service could have a quarter of a billion subscribers within the next 3 years. And let's discuss the content wars with Tom Lason, media analyst out of Seattle. So, Tom, Disney really upping its projection from when this whole thing started with its streaming service in terms of how many people it expects to sign up.
Yeah, the adoption has been very powerful. It's been just a little more than a year. Right now, sitting at about 86 million Disney Plus subscriptions and 137 million total when you throw in Hulu and ESPN Plus and some of those other platforms. As you mentioned, by 2024, projecting 260 million subs for Plus and 350 million across all the platforms. So they've certainly are doubling down on this. They've seen some success. They think they have pricing power. It's going to go up to $8 here pretty soon. And the focus is on providing not quantity, but Bob Iger says quality, which was a little bit of a, let's face it, slap at Netflix.
Tom, obviously the pandemic has been a huge boon for various streaming services, but does this number account for a vaccine and an eventual end of the pandemic? Or is Disney banking on the fact that we're going to be having some issues in terms of restrictions and not all businesses being open and people being home more? Is that what they're banking on, or is this number anticipating the kind of recovery that people are hoping for as the vaccines come out?
I'm going to be honest with you, Jim. I didn't listen to the conference call, so I don't know if they're factoring that into that. With that said, however, I will say that while, yes, there may be a snapback to theaters, there may be an explosion of people wanting to go out the door once the vaccine becomes more robust, I also don't think we should underestimate the fact that life has changed. This secular change was well underway toward the home theater, toward nesting at home, toward content at home, well before the pandemic hit. This has changed habits. It's certainly going to change behaviors. It's lasted so long. I certainly think that that's going to be a factor going forward. And the beauty of Disney's operation is that they're looking here at being able to create all this content, which is coming at a pretty penny. Let's not forget the fact they lost $2.8 billion on streaming last year. It's an Amazon approach to this thing. But they're going to have they're going to be able to put the correct content on the correct platform at the correct time. And that's really where their focus is going forward.
Tom, I want to ask you about the Warner HBO Max deal and what you think an effect is going to have on the streaming landscape as HBO Max customers get the opportunity to watch first run Warner movies at the same time that you and I might if we were going to the theaters.
Yeah, you know, I think that speaks to this change in behavior. Disney, you know, to throw that back into the context of this conversation, controls about 40% of the U.S. box office. And so far, they have proven unwilling to cannibalize their theaters for first runs over streaming. I think they're going to have enough content with the Star Wars series. They said they're going to have 10 of them. Plus, you know, Marvel and some other things, being able to strategically place those where they don't have to cannibalize their theater operations for a while. With that said, yep, look at Time Warner. They're going to release these things simultaneously, and I think that circles back to this idea that behaviors are changing. These content production integrated companies are going to have to find the sweet spot, and it's only going to be over time and experience that they're going to be able to weigh and measure what the secret sauce was for giving folks things at home versus saying, hey, this is a big blockbuster. It's got big visuals. You really need to see this at the theater. That's going to be interesting to see what the future holds there.
You should check out Tom Lason on Twitter @TomLason. Tom, thanks for joining us. Up next, an iconic Chicago snack.